me just a little bit about DeSoto County Businesswomen. What is that?
Sure. Well, DeSoto County Businesswomen has been around since, to my knowledge, the early 90s.
So what does the organization do?
The way that our year looks, typically, is your membership is from August to May.
So what's for someone who may be listening to this and go, I didn't realize this existed. This is something I want to check out. What are some of the first steps and what are some of the costs involved?
Mm-hmm. So you can go to dcbw.org to find out about our membership. We do have an updated list of members.
Welcome to South Haven Business Beat. Business and community leaders talk with us to provide invaluable resources to aid the business community.
Hey, real quick, before we start, I know most of you listening right now haven't actually hit that subscribe button yet. I get it, you're busy, but it only takes 2 seconds and it means you'll always have the best business stories and insights from South Haven waiting for you. So go ahead, tap it now, I'll wait. All right, now let's get started on today's episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode of South Haven Business Beat. Today, we're here with Lindsay Grace Darby, and you're part of Brown Properties, but you're also here representing, in this particular episode, DeSoto County Businesswomen. Tell me just a little bit about DeSoto County Businesswomen. What is that?
Sure. Well, DeSoto County Businesswomen has been around since, to my knowledge, the early 90s. We actually had a past president come to our latest meeting this past week who was talking about an organization she was a part of even in the 70s. So it's a longstanding organization that's been around for many years. And of course, it's DeSoto County Businesswomen now. It may have, if someone's listening to this, they may have known it as DeSoto County Professional Women. But our bank account at BankCorSouth/Cadence Bank has been around since the early 90s. Okay. But we're an organization that serves the women of DeSoto County. And you don't have to live in DeSoto County to be a part. You just have to do business in DeSoto County. Okay. So that's the organization, the name of it, kind of when it started.
So tell me just a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved?
Yeah, so I was a stay-at-home mom and a homeschooling mom for several years. I've got 3 kids who are now in high school. I've had my real estate license for about 6 years now. And of course, if you're doing the math on that, that would be 2019.
Right.
And then of course, we know what happened in 2020.
Sure.
So lots of organizations weren't meeting during that time, during the pandemic and that kind of thing. So in 2022, my friend Susan Stout, who's a local architect, she invited me to come to this luncheon that was for businesswomen. And I didn't know Susan super well personally at the time, but we have since become good friends. And it's because of her inviting me to DCBW back in 2022. So I've been a member of the organization since then, and I'm an all-in person. So when I start something, I just go all in with it. There's not really a lot of putting my toes in. If I hop in, I'm all in. So I have been a very active part since I started going in 2022.
So as one homeschool parent to another, I very much understand that whole all-in thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and funny enough, I do not homeschool anymore.
Okay.
I got my real estate license and I work with my dad. So, my kids are all in high school now. They all attend North Point Christian School.
Okay.
And, so that is what has helped enable me to go from all in with homeschooling to, okay, you're all in at school. I'm going to be all in over here now.
That's right. So what does the organization do? Tell me just a little bit about, monthly meetings or their weekly meetings, like what does the organization do?
So the way that our year looks typically is your membership is from August to May. So we kind of meet like a school year.
Okay.
And I think that that's designed purposefully too, because while not all women in business are moms, lots are. Sure. So I do think that that is a natural thing that happened.
Right.
Even with its inception. As far as our meeting, we take the months of June and July off. But from August to May, we have a meeting once a month. It's the first Wednesday of the month. And there have been various meeting spots through the years. Right now, we're currently meeting at the new Ranger Center at Northwest. And it is wonderful. Dr. Absolutely. Reed and his staff have been so kind to let us meet there. But we meet once a month, and our meeting time is about an hour and a half, and we have a speaker each month. We have a great lunch that's catered in, and we have a specific topic each month that we're talking about. Our board is very intentional about the speakers that we get each month. It's a planned out year, or at least 6 months planned out for the direction that we're wanting to go each year since I've been a part of it. Sure. We have always been very intentional because we know that everybody's busy. We don't want to fly by the seat of our pants trying to get somebody in at the last minute. We want to make it intentional and purposeful so that women can come in, have that hour and a half to network, to eat a good meal, and to listen to something that's going to be inspiring and worth their time and effort of getting to before they go back into their day. So our typical year looks like that. We do have a couple of socials each year. So we had one this summer at Coffee Central. We'll probably have a fall type of networking event because there are people that can't get to a lunch meeting. Sure. Even with the best of intentions and the best of plans and all that, they can't get there. So we do try to have at least one type of after hours event, for people that is just networking. It's usually not a planned agenda or anything like that. It's just networking.
So. Okay. So what, you know, as you got started in it in 2022, what attracted you to the organization?
Well, at the time in 2022, it was just like with anything, there's ebbs and flows to an organization like that. You know, I'm sure pre me being involved, there were times of great growth and lots of people. And then there were times that it was a smaller organization. When I came in, it was a smaller organization. And I do think that one of the reasons why is just the challenges that the pandemic brought and everybody, probably that whole year, you could probably talk to the chambers and talk to BNI or any other organization. They probably had smaller, you know, attendance and less, you know, less frequent folks coming in and that kind of thing during that time. So it was a smaller organization. So while I wasn't new to real estate, I grew up in the real estate world. I was newer to being a woman in business. At that time. So coming into a small room with people that I knew just from having grown up in DeSoto County, they were women I didn't know in the business world.
Got it.
So being able to come into that in a welcoming environment with friendly faces in a small room sure. was a really good sure. and encouraging place for me to grow as in my business and as a woman in business and a new season of my own life. So that was really a cool thing for me to come in when it was a little bit smaller. But then over the last few years, our membership last year was knocking on 80 members, which was great to just in, you know, 3 years time to go from, you know, 20 to 25 regular attendees to meetings to watching how much it's grown over the last Absolutely. Few years.
So as you look at, you know, that type of scenario, do you see that that's where people tend to join a lot, where they are newer in business? Or do you find that there's a lot of times people are just looking at a different season in their business career and they're going, I'm ready for something different?
Well, having a room full of 10 women, mm-hmm. you're going to see different paths, different walks, different ways that they got to where they are. Maybe they're on, you know, their first journey into something, or their 10th journey into something. You know, multiply that by 8, and you've got a room full of women who have been in business in DeSoto County for years and years and years. They're just right. solid pillars. Like, they're people that you think of when you think of, you know, somebody in insurance or somebody in real estate or somebody in the healthcare system. Like, they're people that you think of. But then you also have, I do think that it's an inviting place to people who are new, like I was at the time, to the business world, and being able to just network and get to know people that you're not going to be in business with every day necessarily.
Sure.
So I do feel like there is a good mix of people who've been around for a long time and who have even been involved in DCBW for a long time, versus people who are newer to the area or newer to their industry. I know even in the time, you know, the few years that I've been a part of it, there are different women who have continued to be a part of it, who have taken different, maybe not a different, completely different job, but they kept their membership.
Right.
And they've just pivoted it along the way into sure. different roles sure. or, you know, they went from this thing to this thing, and they've continued their membership and said, hey, I don't need them to pay for my membership anymore. I need them to pay for my membership now. So that's a neat thing, to see the continuity. Even when people shift their jobs, they're able to still continue on as a part of the organization.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to create more opportunities for our members and community to share their story. And this podcast is just one of many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't make it happen without Pure Focus Media, the creative team behind the scenes helping make us and a lot of local businesses to look and sound their best. Pure Focus Media is on a mission to make high-quality video and content creation accessible to businesses of all sizes. From strategy to production, they help tell your story, attract more leads, and grow through the power of video. If you're ready to level up your brand, you need to visit purefocus.media and schedule your strategy call today.
So what's for someone who may be listening to this and go, I didn't realize this existed. This is something I want to check out. What are some of the first steps and what are some of the costs involved?
Mm-hmm. So you can go to dcbw.org to find out about our membership. We do have an updated list of members. We should have an updated list of members on there now. Something that I do like to tell people and remind people is, hey, we're not paid to do this. Right. Like, you know, we try so hard to keep everybody in the loop, to keep our email list updated, to keep our website updated, have the right links at the right time.
Right.
But all the board members are volunteers.
Sure.
And you know, it's not a nonprofit.
Right.
It's a good thing. It's right. fun, but it is an added responsibility
right.
that,
right.
you know, you have to make sure that you're balancing your time well with that. We do have a membership list there, so you can see the different folks that are involved. We have a Facebook page for DeSoto County Businesswomen. You can look that up. And that usually gives a link to our monthly meetings, our monthly luncheons that are the first Wednesday of the month. And then one neat thing about it is you do not have to join as a member to come to our luncheons. There's no attendance requirement. There's no amount of times that you can come as a guest before you have to join. You can come as a guest anytime. The cost is a little bit more for the meeting each time, but that's just to help cover our food costs. The advantage to being a member, our membership is $125 for the year. And again, that's from August to May, and you renew again the next August to May for each year. But the advantage to that is, you know, your typical, you know, voting privileges for the board, say, and some of the different things that we do. We have a community outreach program, and we do give a scholarship away, which I'd love to talk a little bit more about as well. The $125, a majority of that cost goes to our scholarship fund and to our community outreach fund. So that's the benefit of being a member, is knowing that that money, you know, in the expense world, you know, that's a small expense to be able to have such a large impact each year, and to say that you're a part of that. So that's the benefit of our membership cost. And then you get membership pricing for the meeting each month. So it's $25 to come as a member to each meeting, and then $35 to come as a guest each meeting. But again, there's no membership, there's no attendance requirements or membership requirements either. So
a great way for someone to get started would be to actually come and just come to the meeting, and see what it's all about, get an experience of that, learn something at that meeting, but also get a chance to meet the people.
Yes, absolutely.
So what would you say has been one of the biggest challenges that you've faced in the organization, and how did you navigate that?
I would say that the biggest challenge, like I mentioned earlier, I tend to go all in on something. So balancing that, you know, oh, this is fun. I love connecting with women. I love making sure our events are organized. I love making sure that people are connected. And while there's benefit and fruitfulness in all of that, I have a job too. I got bills to pay. For myself, that quickly became something that I had to really, you know, weigh, you know, my time versus how much I was putting into it. But we do have the boards that I have worked with. Currently, I'm serving as the past president. I was president last year and the treasurer before that. The boards that I have worked with have been amazing. So there's just so much great leadership in the organization, just women who are coming as members, women who are coming even as guests, you just see so much. So the women who are consistently able to put the time in each month have really taught me a whole lot about weighing that, you know, getting that balance just right. It's not always right. I don't like that work-life balance. Like I can't achieve that in my life. I know there's some people who are really good at it. I can't achieve it. But having other women alongside me who are in different seasons of life, but just being able to link arms and work together to accomplish a similar goal is always so good.
So one of the things that you talked about is the scholarship and the community involvement aspect of what the organization does. Tell me a little bit more about that.
So the scholarship fund that we have is with the Community Foundation of North Mississippi. That's where it is, our fund is. And we are able to award a scholarship, and it's within our bylaws. We award at least one scholarship each year to a woman in business at Ole Miss DeSoto, who's a business major. So they're in their junior or senior year. I believe that it's just for seniors, but it may be juniors or seniors. I forgot to look that up before I came in. But we award one scholarship to a woman in business at Ole Miss DeSoto who is on a non-traditional path. So it's not someone who graduated high school and came in for their four consecutive years of college. It's someone who graduated from high school. Maybe they didn't go to college right away. Maybe they came back to college. Maybe they went to college and then had some type of life interruption go on. Or maybe they graduated from high school or didn't graduate from high school, got their GED, and 20 years later decided to go back to college. And they're now in their senior year of college at Ole Miss DeSoto, completing their business major.
Okay.
So that is a neat thing. We have seen some really cool stories of, you know, not even just the people who've been awarded the scholarship, but the applicants have been really neat to hear their story. There's an application process. We have a scholarship committee within our organization that's made up of members, and that people can apply for that scholarship. And then the scholarship committee reads through those and decides who is going to be awarded the scholarship. So we've given away $500 scholarships. We've given away a $2,000 scholarship. So, I mean, and that's impactful.
Absolutely.
For folks.
Absolutely.
So that's a really cool thing that we're able to be a part of. And then separately, Mr. Barry Bichelon, he awards a scholarship at Northwest down in Senatobia each year in honor of DeSoto County businesswomen. So while we're not directly tied to that scholarship, that's just a really cool thing.
Yeah.
That he does for it on behalf of DeSoto County businesswomen, because I believe one of his co-workers was one of the founders of DCBW years ago.
Yeah.
So that's just a neat thing that he continues to do in honor of the organization.
So, you know, one of the things that I love are stories about things that have been successful and things you've experienced. What's one story that has come out of your time in BCDW that you this was just everything that we're about?
My friend Susan, who invited me to that first meeting, the way that I have been able to connect, not just with Susan, but other people, I mean, who have been in the organization. I mean, we've gone into a book club. We have dinner. We make connections outside of just our monthly meetings.
Right.
That's what it's about. And I know the impact. Yeah, the relationships have been so important and instrumental, not just in my business life. And I think that's something that didn't catch me by surprise necessarily, but it has been an unexpected blessing of my time with the organization in how it spilled over into my personal life.
Sure.
That I just wasn't expecting. And it's been such a cool thing. And that's what I hope other people have experienced. You know, they're not going to have all the same experiences as that I am, but I hope that people are able to find relationships that go beyond just their day-to-day business and that are impactful for them for years to come, even if the organization dwindles down or
right.
It grows and it's, you know, we fill that room up at the Ranger Center.
Sure.
I hope that people are able to find their people, whether they're in the same industry as them or they're in different industries, and they're able just to have relationships.
That's great. That's great. So one of the things that we like to ask people is, what's something that has been valuable as far as the chamber goes with DeSoto County businesswomen?
Well, when I got started with DCBW, now, I can't speak for the whole 30-something years of the membership or of the South Haven Chamber, but something that we started a few years ago was a reciprocal membership with the chamber. We wanted them to be involved in what we're involved in and vice versa. So there has been a partnership of sorts that we've been able to have of promoting each other. And of course now Kristen Engelke, she is on the board. She's serving on the board for DCBW. And of course she works at the South Haven Chamber, and just the way that she's been able to make connections for DCBW from her connections at the chamber have just been instrumental. And that is something that we really enjoy. We have, you know, Susan Rutherford from the Economic Council, the ladies in Olive Branch, Sibony and Hernando. They have all been able to come and be a part of DCBW. And we've been able to do the same. And just being able to go to a chamber lunch in any of our, you know, communities here and, you know people because of DCBW has been a great thing for me, because, you know, in South Haven, you typically see the same people. In Olive Branch, you typically see the same people.
Sure.
Something cool about DCBW is that you've got people from all over that are coming.
Got it.
So,
you know, as you think about, as we wrap this up, what are some of the highlights of just it, if we were just going to put them in a list of reasons why people should go ahead and join or go ahead and schedule in their calendar being at that next meeting?
To come check us out, period, first would be a fantastic first step. Just see what we're about. We always have good food. Coffee Central, Tina Tatum has been taking care of us the last couple of months, so it'll be delicious. And hearing what our speaker has to say. And then, you know, as far as like that next step of joining and being a member, I just really think that for $125, knowing that I've given towards a scholarship and towards a community outreach event.
Right.
I mean, that's an easy yes. So, especially since there's no attendance requirements,
right.
Come when
right.
you can,
sure.
Register when you can, and come join us. But just knowing that I'm given towards that, I think is a noble cause and worth the investment of that.
Sure.
So
giving back. You know, mm-hmm. but also creating those relationships that go way beyond business.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Lindsay Grace, thank you so much for being
Absolutely.
Here. Thank you for talking to us. And thank you for joining us for another episode of South Haven Business Beat. We hope that you will check out the work that's being done. And we hope that you'll participate in the economy of South Haven. If you're looking at this and maybe you're viewing this from afar and going, I wish that there was a place for me in the economy in South Haven, Mississippi, come visit us and come to the Chamber of Commerce and discover all of the things that are going on in this community. And if you're part of this community and you're going, well, sounds like there's more opportunities than I realized exist, come to the South Haven Chamber of Commerce. The folks here would love to talk to you and tell you about all the opportunities that exist in our little town that's getting to be a big city. All right. Thank you very much. I'm Aaron Cozwort, and this has been another South Haven Business Beat. Thank you for joining us.
At the South Haven Chamber of Commerce, our mission has always been to bring more opportunities to our members and to our community. And this podcast is one of the many ways that we do just that. But we couldn't be able to do what we do without the support of our sponsor, Wisdom Integrators. They're the strategic tech partner that makes it possible for businesses to work smarter and not harder. Wisdom Integrators helps organizations harness that power of technology by designing tailored solutions for workflow, automation, process improvement, and digital transformation. For small businesses or large enterprises, they bridge the gap between the vision and the execution. Are you ready to scale up your efficiency and impact? Then you need to come and visit wisdomintegrators.com to schedule your consultation today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of South Haven Business Beat. Would you like to be a sponsor of South Haven Business Beat? Please email us, info@southhavenchamber.com. Be sure to share and subscribe for more business resources.